Good evening, gentlemen. This is the first of the series of pre-recorded shirim of the holiday period. And this year is a shir for the 2nd of August, 2020. Yud Beis Menachemov. I do hope that you're going to have a nice start of holidays and everything is going smoothly, Beis Hashem. Tonight's limud is Simon Tov, Kuf, Aleph, Seif Zayin. And within that Seif, which is the last Seif of Siman Tov Kuf Aleph, we shall be discussing a little bit of the halachas of Muktzeh, but within that there is the fascinating discussion of the wicks which we use on Yom Tov, and specifically I want to address the question, I think we touched on it the previous year, as to whether one is allowed to take the leftover of the wicks and that metal piece, we are allowed to take it out on the second night in order to light candles on the second night by taking them out. Can you take them out or are they considered mukhtar? So Rabbi Yisrael, we're up to page 230 in the Dershu editions. The halacha is as follows. Shkedim ve'goizim. Siv Zayin. Shkedim ve'goizim. Almonds and walnuts. Sha'ochlam erev Yom Tov, which were eaten before Yom Tov. Masikin b'klifem. You're allowed to use them as for your fire. Again, this is talking about fire which you're using for cooking. B'yom tov and yom tov. V'mochlam b'yom tov. So you're allowed to use the shells. You have the shkedim v'goizim. You're allowed to take the shells of the almonds and the walnuts. You can take them and throw them into the fire. V'mochlam b'yom tov. That's all if you ate them on erev yom tov and you had the shells before yom tov ready. So therefore, they are not considered mukta. However, if you ate them on Yom Tov, you can use those shells. They are considered mukta. Not only almonds and walnuts, but any other nuts, or any other, it speaks about figs as well, and anything like that is considered mukta. You can't use them. They would be considered mukta if you ate the nuts on Yom Tov. Continues the Ramah, ve'egam ein lehasik ima egoizim ve'ashkedim atzmon. What about to use the actual walnuts and to use the actual almonds to throw them into the fire? Not the shell, but the actual nuts. Can you throw them into the fire? And so it says, ein lehasik ima egoizim ve'ashkedim atzmon, you may not do so. So if you have the actual nut, the actual walnut, the actual almond, then if it's with the shell, then you can throw them in. If it's just the actual walnut or almond, then you cannot throw them in. So if it's with the shell, you can throw them in. Without the shell, you cannot. The Mishnah explains in Tzivkot Lamed Aleph, the ein mukhonim lahatziklal, they're not considered fire items that you normally use in the fire. Okay. Now, the Gemara continues and says the following: Lepidim shenishor b'yom tov. If you've got a lepid of fire, shenishor b'yom tov rishon shekavu, which extinguished. So you had a kind of lantern, a fire which you use for lighting or for light, and you had leftovers on the second day from the first day. Lepidim shenishor b'yom tov rishon shekavu. Motelachso leadlikum afilu b'yom tov shein. You allowed to relight them and rekindle them again. Afilu b'yom tov shein ish rosh hashana, even on the second day of rosh hashana, or yom tov achas shabbos, or even if it's yom tov achas shabbos. So the leftover oil may be recandled and relit on the second night. You may do so, even if it's not Shoshana, which we know that Shoshana is more stringent because it consists of two shachas. But you may recycle that oil and recycle that fire. You can do that. And that brings us to the discussion which we mentioned earlier. What about the wicks which have been used, and can you just take them out for using it on second? Can you take them out to reuse the glass again on the second night? Can you do that or not? So here there is a Rebbe Kivega, who says that that would be considered a hadlok. The fact that you want to light it the second night, it's like Echal Nefesh, in a way. Echal Nefesh doesn't only mean literally physical eating, but anything that you need for physical for physical use. Lighting is also considered tzorech nefesh. Although you're not going to eat it, obviously, but it's still a mitzvah, and therefore it's considered echal nefesh. Therefore, we're going to be discussing that in Simon Tov Kuf Tes in greater detail, Be'ez Hashem. Therefore, the consensus of the poskim is that you can take it out, echal nefesh, you can take it out, and it would therefore be permitted. You can just take it out and light a second candle in that very place, and that would be permitted because it's considered echal nefesh, and therefore it's mutter to do that. These are the halachos we discussed tonight. Again, so with regards to the almonds and the walnuts, which you want to throw into the fire. It's the shells are mukta and you can't throw them in. However, if you ate them before Yom Tov and you now just got the shells from before Yom Tov ready, those shells were already prepared before Yom Tov, you can throw them into the fire. What about the actual walnut and almond? So they are considered mukta, obviously for eating they are good, but for just like this, as an edible item, you can't throw them into the fire, and that would be a problem. However, if they're still within the shells, then since the shells are okay to throw in, then the almond and the walnut is fine to throw in too, together, joint, as a united item. We then learned that the leftover fire is okay to light on, to relight and rekindle on the second night. Even if it's Oshana, they're fine to be used again, and that's perfectly permitted. Now, with regards to additional vault, I just want to share with you an interesting medrash. The medrash says, with regards to David HaMelech, we know famously there's the episode of David HaMelech in Goliath, how David HaMelech fought the apparently much, much stronger. So Goliath was, as we all know, the Plishti, this very senior general who was speaking against Hashem and against Klal Yisrael. David, as Shaul was too weak and vulnerable, he couldn't fight it. He was really the king. He was too vulnerable to start on Goliath. However, David was a very young, inexperienced person, just decided to fight him and said, "I'll do it, don't worry about it, I'll do it." And there's a very interesting medrash that tells us that when he didn't want to start with proper weapons, he was inexperienced with proper weapons, he's going to start on Plishti, on Goliath, by just picking up some stones. Interesting, the medrash tells us, the Medrash tells us, and it's a Zohar as well, that when he picked up the five stones that the Pasuk describes, they all merge into one stone. The Pasuk says, this is in Sefer Shmuel, Pei Gudzain, Pasuk Mem, he took five stones, and these are the five stones that he gathered. Medrash and the Zohar tells us that they actually merge into one. Question is, why did they have to merge into one? Why is that? Why did they have to merge into one? Of course, it reminds us of Yaakov Vinu when he lied down. Also, the stones merged into one. Why did these stones of here also merge into one? And the answer is apparently because he to show tremendous Yad Hashem. If he did the right thing, he was going the right path. He was making the right decisions. He was trying to be ma'ar b'kavod shemayim, to increase the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to do that, he was prepared to sacrifice his own safety, and he was obviously in danger to fight Goliath. But he was doing the right thing, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to show him, "Listen, you're doing the right things, I'll show you Sa'at Ishmael, I'll show you on the right path, doing the right things." And that's how the stones were merged into one, to show him from Hashem, "You are doing the right things, I'll show you, I'm with you." Just a little sign from Hashem. I wish you a very good evening.